it's Martin Luther King Day in the U.S. and trading conditions will be thinner as a consequence. Still, there has been a shift in recent trends as the new week gets going, with stocks looking more vulnerable and the U.S. dollar back on the bid. We would attribute the price action to a combination of sell the fact reaction to the news of the U.S. stimulus and to ongoing concerns about the economic impact of the global pandemic as businesses start to try and get back to what could be a new normal. A recovery is definitely expected, but how many of those jobs that were there before the pandemic will be there in the same way? There has also been talk about the dollar being more in demand on reports Janet Yellen will affirm the United States' commitment to market-determined exchange rates and that the U.S. will not seek a weaker U.S. dollar to gain competitive advantage on the trade front. Over in Europe, we have seen some added downside pressure on the euro in the face of all the political turmoil, including in Italy and in the Netherlands. There is no first-tier data out for the remainder of the day, and the focus will be on the bigger picture macro themes. That's all for now.